Spoilers ahead.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Cinematic Trinity, where we talk movies, TV shows and games. Today we're going to be talking about Challengers, the new Zendaya movie, because we watched it at the weekend.
On Friday,
not even the weekend.
I know, yeah. Premiere.
Very, very prepared of us. Well done, guys. let's get into it.
Delilah wants to jump on the table.
Where do we want to start on this one then?
I think general brief thoughts, and then we'll talk a bit spoilers, because it's not based on a true story actually, which I think the whole time I was expecting, but this is an original.
Why did you think it was based on a true story?
Well, I don't know, most like sports things kind of are though, aren't they?
It's not really a sports movie though, is it?
Well,
it just so happens that there's tennis in it.
Well, it kind of is.
It's not. If you described this film as a tennis film,
yeah.
It's not a tennis
That's
film.
That's how I was describing it before we saw it. It's the Zendaya tennis movie.
I know, but now we've seen it.
There is tennis in it. It's like, oh no.
It's not
about
tennis.
It's not. Tennis is the metaphor.
Tennis is the backdrop to a romance story.
The backdrop and the metaphor.
Well, I literally didn't know anything like what to expect going into it. There was obviously that trailer like months and months ago, because we were speaking to someone at the cinema about this. Like, it wasn't really that well advertised. Like afterwards, you had that first trailer, looked quite good. Obviously, got us like interested in it, being like, oh, a new Zendaya movie. Let's go watch this. And then there was like nothing since. It kind of just, oh, it's out now. It's coming out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Let's go see it. But I'm glad we did, because I had a very good time with this movie.
You were laughing like a loon, in fact.
I think both me and Kieran were kind of finding it quite funny.
Giggling?
I had my little signature. Never an actual laugh. It's just a little bit of
very rare that you do have a very... You have like a very strong giggle, though. Like,
yes.
You're a giggly person. You don't have like a booming laugh, you giggle.
I have a range of laughs. I generally try not to bring up the giggle in front of too many people, because it's a little bit embarrassing. But, you know, we were flaws. You know, we can't all be perfect. But yeah, I mean, there were some funny points, and you could tell that there was like, you know, they clearly put a lot of effort into doing kind of visual comedy and audio comedy, but also maintaining the seriousness of the story that they wanted to tell overall.
Yeah.
But I think I get what you mean. I think the chemistry between the characters as well does help with like the seriousness and the comedy. Because the lead like two, so Josh O'Connor and Mike Face characters, like the two lead guys, are really good. Like they do, especially like Josh O'Connor, I really liked his character.
I never knew that I could feel attracted to a man with such big ears. Do you not just think that he's got absolutely massive ears?
Which one?
The one who played Prince Charles in The Crown.
I'm going to say that's art. Blonde one?
The other one.
No, the other one?
Yeah. What? Yeah, he played King Charles in The Crown.
Yeah.
Because that's the... Delilah! That's the meme where... What does he say? Morning, noon and night I care about her. Talking about
Camilla. Oh, yeah. I thought it was the... Because me and you did a TikTok to the audio, and it was the... That is who I want. That is where my loyalties lie.
That's it. You can do
it.
Oh, because
it was there, yeah. Not with the mother of your children. I refuse! Yeah, that's the only scene I ever watched from The Crown with you, actually, because I never watched it, but you were playing it out loud. And I was like, oh, that seemed like quite a tense and well-acted scene. So, yes, he was very good from the...
Yeah, very good in that. He's very good in this.
Yes.
I actually think that, as much as I love Zendaya, I actually think that he was the best thing
in it. I think he stole
and
the show.
I think the chemistry between him particularly... They all had good chemistry on screen together, but between him and Zendaya particularly was excellent. Like, I really enjoyed when those two had scenes together and they were doing that bit. I really, really enjoyed it.
Because like, brief synopsis of the movie is Zendaya's character, Toshi, is this...
Toshi Duncan.
Whatever. She is a rising tennis star, so obviously she's got big things ahead of her. She's got these two guys who fancy her, so you've got Josh O'Connor's character and then Mike Face's character. They both really like her, so it's kind of this love triangle between the three. She gets injured and becomes Art McDonald, who's Mike Face's character, his coach. But there's still like tensions brewing between the three of them. And like,
she gets married to Art, doesn't she?
Yeah, yeah. And
she
it's kind of like.
Coach and then gets married to him, but she's also already been with Patrick, who is Josh O'Connor with the big ears.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like this
It's like it's telling their story.
Love triangle over the course of 13 years.
Yeah.
And it dips back and forth. It's not like a linear movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's going like it starts at the end, you know, where there's like the end tennis match. It starts there and then you go back and learn. So, but it's sometimes films like that are really like annoying and you can't follow it. But this, I think it like aided the story. Like it wouldn't have been boring because it's still like a fun story.
Yeah.
But it's like the story is heightened by the way that it like skips through time and you don't learn everything all at once. I think that really like adds to it.
I think, absolutely.
All right. And that really kind of like leans into the, like the tennis metaphor. Cause obviously like there's certain points in the game where one of them is in a, like a better advantage than the other.
Yeah.
And that's because
yeah.
at that point, like, hello, Delilah, yes. Like whenever one of the characters is with Zendaya's character, like they're usually ahead in the game.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
when the other one is, like it comes, like it, they kind of bring it back a little bit.
Another good thing, do you agree, Kieran?
Maybe.
The soundtrack of the film, the first time, there's this like, how would you describe it? Like dance music, like techno rave music, where it's like, I came out of the cinema and I was expecting it to be the song where it's like, it's like that. But the soundtrack is just like that. It's like techno dance beat music. And when it first came on, I was like, what is happening here? Because it starts like quite early in the film. I was like, why is this the music that they've chosen? But every time it came on, you were like, something's going to happen. Something's going to kick off. Something's going to go wrong here. So it just like filled me with such like joy, like every time it came on there, like I was so excited every time the music started. I think it worked well in the end.
It always, I think I kind of rolled my eyes a little when it was that music with like a slow mo shot, because they used it quite a lot during the tennis. So it'd be like da 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 da, and we are one of them like about to serve the ball or whatever, and you'd be like, all right, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, that was fine. I didn't like the bits of music where it was like, because it opens and there's like another scene where it's like the choir and like a kids choir singing something, so I was a bit like, this is a bit weird, because that's what the film
immediately opens with.
It does.
Talking about a different scene then.
Yeah, the opening of the film though is a kids choir.
Is it? Oh, I don't remember that.
Well, there you
I
go.
Don't remember that.
Arguments
I was thinking
over the
about,
soundtrack, yeah.
I think
I can neither confirm nor deny.
I was thinking about the scene where Tashi sees Patrick again in the car park and it's really windy,
so
and
like,
there's like like a choir singing there.
Yeah.
When they're like kissing and stuff.
Yeah,
so I thought that worked perfectly.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
I felt no way about it. I know the first, I would say that first choir happened at the beginning of the movie, I was be like, oh god, is this the soundtrack? But then it was like the upbeat like music, so I was like, okay, this is fine.
Yeah.
Also had a bit of Lily Allen in there, Smile, which are
just
in
the background.
Like, yeah, a bit of ambience.
Yeah.
So I would have
liked a little bit more licensed music, or at least just one song that was licensed, so I could be like, oh yeah, this reminds me of Challengers, but it's like I'm never gonna hear it in
soundtracks. It wasn't, it was It's Getting Hot in Here, so Take Off All Your Clothes, when they're on the dance floor, when they first meet.
Is that what the song's actually
no,
called?
No, I have no idea. Is it just It's Getting Hot
it's
in
probably
Here?
Probably
Getting Hot in Here.
Yeah,
something like that.
So that's in there when
they
first meet.
It's like one of those ones where it's in brackets.
Yeah.
Sometimes songs are like that.
Who knows? But that's in the film as well. It's like those are the two licensed songs I remember.
But they're where it's like their songs are actually in.
Their ambient music.
Yeah, it's like background music or Zendaya's dancing and stuff like that. Whereas the actual soundtrack, there's like no licensed music or anything. It's all a soundtrack.
What do we think of Zendaya in this? Because like quite a few, I know like I watched a trailer for it like afterwards and it was just like, Zendaya as you've never seen her before. Like what do we think of like her? Because she is the central performance. It's like her love story.
To be fair, I mean, I've never seen her play tennis before, so it's not...
It's definitely as you've never seen
her
before.
It's not wrong.
I think it would have been Zendaya as I've never seen her before, but because she's also just been in Dune... And we've also been watching her in Euphoria recently. I feel like this is more just... This feels more like her now. And I think she's not... I think she's done really well to move away from... She could have been very easily been like typecast, I think, after she was in Spider-Man. Not necessarily as like the love interest, because she's... even though she's the love interest, like her character is more than that in the Spider-Man films. And she's not just like damsel in distress kind of thing.
Yeah.
She's more than that. But I think that she's really proved herself in these three things that I've seen her doing Euphoria in this,
yeah,
to be like a proper actress, you know, not just like a Marvel actress.
I mean, this is definitely like the most I've ever seen her really. I think this is a different kind of character for her to play, because like Euphoria and like Spider-Man, she is kind of like a socially awkward teenager in school.
Mm.
And even like Dune, again, she wasn't like the most remarkable thing in there. She was still pretty good. But like, I think even in like the review we did, I was kind of saying most of her stuff kind of boiled down to her doing like an unapproving expression or like looking sad. Whereas like this is like, she is in control. She's obviously at the top of her game. She knows how to like pit these two guys against each other. So she's like in her element and like, you know, it's just more like, it's a more adult role. Like, she is playing like a 20-year-old, like 30-year-old woman.
Mother.
Mother. So, like, it's a different kind of character I think we've never seen her do. So I thought she was really good. And, like, especially, like, her trying to, like, control the turmoil inside of, like, which guy do I get with kind of thing. Like, that worked really well.
It's really nice, like, power struggle between the three of them, because they all want the power. They all want to be like the best tennis player. They all want to be completely in control of the situation. And it's a really, I mean, it's not nice, it's awful, but it's like a really like well done dynamic between the three of them. And I think that's where it comes back to the chemistry and the casting. Like, I think it was like spot on. Like, if it was anybody else, I can't imagine the film being what it was. I think it was really down to, because it really is all about like those three, like not really any other people in the film. And for the whole thing, especially like the ending, not scene, because it's kind of like multiple scenes, but that it finishes with this tennis match essentially, and it's kind of them having a conversation, and then you're learning bits about the past through this tennis match. I mean, that's what the whole film is like. You're learning about the story whilst this tennis match is going on, and it's just absolutely brilliant, I think. Like, the more like it builds up and it builds up and it builds up, and it's like they're just telling a story through the way they're playing tennis, and it's just absolutely fascinating. It makes tennis seem like the most exciting sport in the world, which it can be at times, but not when you're, you know, only when it's exciting. Like, it's either tennis, I find, is either just like the most boring thing you've ever seen in your life, or the most exciting thing you've ever seen in your life. I don't know if you'd agree with that statement. That's what it feels like. It
depends if you're watching a whole match or you're just watching highlights. A whole match of tennis goes on for a very long time.
It does go on for a very long time. Especially if it's like, you know, because you have to win by two sets, don't you?
What?
Two games. No,
so there you go. This is where we have to crack the tennis rules out.
Forget about it.
Because again, it does do that kind of well, because you literally get the scoreboard in the corner of the screen when you're watching the movie to be like, oh, this guy's winning, or this guy's winning. Again, trying to tie into that like narrative thing they do, where when one person's with Zendaya, that's when they're at the top of the game, that's when they're winning.
Yeah.
So they do that quite well.
There's also just some really great shots in this film of the tennis. There's like,
they do some
point of view
stuff,
tennis and point of view of the tennis ball, which I think is really cool. I mean, it did make me feel nauseous when it was like the tennis ball going back and forth, and you're watching it from that point of view.
It didn't make you feel nauseous. It made you jump, because it is the thing where like the tennis
ball
heads straight.
That's different. I will admit to jumping at the tennis ball coming straight towards the screen, but that's not what I'm on about. On about the fact when it's you are the tennis ball and you're bouncing along ball. Also, if they was doing a serve and hitting the ball, it would just, they'd be hitting it essentially directly at the camera, so it would be like, you know, and it did get me every single
time. The
wind
shots I thought was like when there was like the first person tennis. I don't know why that like freaked me.
I know,
I was like, that's so weird.
It made me feel a little bit off. I was like, what's going on?
Like a weird like Call of Duty like mini game or something where they're playing tennis, but they had like
maybe the same in Wild Child where they're playing the cross. Have you seen Wild Child?
No.
Oh, what a shame. That's a really good film. We should watch it. But anyway,
because they had the POV shots. They had where you're like the tennis ball, or whether it's the guys playing tennis, and then they have like some cool shots where they must have like done like a glass like thing and got them sat on top of it, because it'd be like they had the markings of the tennis court, but it'd be them like bouncing the ball on this panel of glass, or it'd be like just looking at them like from below, which was really like, that was really cool. They definitely took some creative stuff to make it more interesting rather than it just because they do some like, I like the shots where, because obviously Zendaya's got such a stake in this game, like who wins, like everyone else is kind of there like looking side to side, but she's kind of there like looking dead center, because she's like, oh god, everything's
on
the line,
at stake.
This is the most important tennis game of my life.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's really good. It's a really, really good tennis. It's the best tennis game put to film.
Yeah.
I can say, I guess I can say with confidence. I've
never really seen any other tennis movies or anything like that. So yeah. It's the best we've seen. So.
Until Challengers 2.
I doubt that there's going to be a Challengers 2. I certainly hope not. I hope they don't ride this wave of it fairly well and getting fairly good reviews. It could have been a really, really awful film.
Yeah, it definitely could
have
been.
It could have been awful, but I think it falls into the category of like underdog, you know, film that you think is going to be rubbish, but is actually pretty good and you can have a good time with. And it was nice watching it in the cinema as well. Like, it was a good cinema film, I think. I think it really added to it and keeps your attention more, obviously, because you're in the cinema, there's no phones or whatever. Yeah. So I think it was a really good cinema experience. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I recommend going to see it, like, that's for sure. I'd like, you know, if you've seen it now whilst it's still in cinemas, or if it's on demand or like on DVD, go, you know, go buy it, because it is worth your time. It's definitely worth a watch.
And also, if you're worried about watching it because of the 15 rating and the fact that there is supposedly a lot of sex in it, there isn't really that much sex in it, is there?
I was telling two of this. I got home and watched, like, again, it was the same trailer, and it was just, it's like, this year, one of the sexiest films of all time comes out. It's like, really? Like, it wasn't...
I mean, it is a sexy film in that there's this tension between the three of them. It's very heated, I think, but there's not, like, explicit... There's no explicit scenes.
It's
there's
not like,
nobody,
you
know, gets anything out. Like, it's really, like,
it's
not like that.
It's not watchable. 50 Shades of Grey or that 365, whatever it was on Netflix, like that one that was meant to be. Again.
Yeah, 365 like, Days.
It's not that kind of movie.
It's not like that. Like, you could watch this... with your family.
That
kind of family, you know. But it's not too bad. I thought it was like, I was expecting it, because obviously in the trailer it's like, you know, she's kissing both of them at the same time, so it's like, God, where is this going to go?
How risque.
Yeah, but that's not really what happens.
That's probably the most risque thing that happens in the movie.
And it's barely just even risque.
Freeway kiss they have.
But also that led to like probably the funniest part of the film, where she just lies down and then they're kissing and then she's like, right.
I'm going to go. Like,
is that?
No, my favourite part of the film is literally just before that, because obviously they're waiting in their hotel room because they've met Tashi together and they've both said that they fancy her and they've invited her back to their hotel room. So they're both sat in the hotel room just waiting around saying, oh, she's never going to come, whatever. And then there's a knock on the door and they're both sat and there's about five different shots from every different angle of them just going, you know, and like looking at each other like, oh my God, she's just knocked at the door. Like, what do we do? And it's like, and it just goes on for just the right amount of time.
It's not too short, not too long.
It's that silence from different angles and it is just the most hilarious thing ever. Yeah. And then they're like racing around to tidy up the room before they open the door. Like, it's really, it's like, it perfectly encapsulates what it's like, you know, when, not like when you meet somebody, because it's not like meeting somebody and falling in love, but it's that, you know, oh, we're trying to get the girl kind of thing. We're like, all a bit nervous. It's all a bit, you know,
it's
like, we know what's happening, but let's not, you know, it's exciting.
It like sows the seeds for like their like competition they have. Cause then it's like, oh, you're going to come sit on the bed with me? And then like they're like, who are you talking to? And then Josh O'Connor like runs straight on the bed and then they're like, oh, God, I got to sit next to her. And then that's when they have their kiss and stuff, and it's, you know, whoever wins the tennis match tomorrow gets my number.
Gets her number, and which... it's Josh O'Connor's number who she gets first, so that's when she starts going out with him. And then Art tries to like manipulate the situation a little bit
in his favour.
Very, very snaky. But Patrick, Josh O'Connor, he like sees straight through it. Like Zendaya doesn't see through it straight away, but Josh does, which is really interesting. And I think it was interesting what you said, Michael, like, because there's still the tension between all three of them, and particularly between Tashi and Patrick, you said that, you know, like their chemistry is good because Patrick like sees Zendaya for who she is.
Well, it's like
he doesn't worship the ground that she walks on and put her on a pedestal. He sees her as like a manipulator, and it's like, but also like a really good tennis player, and you know, she's attractive, whatever. But he sees her for that. He's just sees straight through.
His thing, and then Art is purely like, he does worship her and like, you know, just says, oh my God, you're the greatest tennis player, I'll come to your matches and watch you. Whereas like Patrick isn't like so fast, just because he wants to be like the best tennis player as well. It's kind of like Art doesn't think he can be without like Tashi, and then like obviously problems in their relationship kind of stem from her sort of forcing this need for him to be great onto him when yeah. he might just want to give up and retire kind of thing. So it is like interesting ends, and you can probably see why she wants to go for both of these guys at the yeah. same time, and why like her needs sort of differ between all these different periods.
Yeah.
Like,
it's really exciting to watch, I think. Yeah. Like it does all feel very exciting and scandalous.
Well, there's
you know?
And it does lead to like a good like plot device, or like Chekhov's gun or whatever, where it's the
Chekhov's tennis racket.
So because there's like a thing early on where Art wants to know if Patrick has slept with, you know, because they're just starting to go, it's like, oh, have you guys slept together yet? And he's like, oh, I'll tell you what, I'll do your tennis serve if I've done it. So it basically involves him putting the ball into the center of the racket and serving it. So he does that, and then obviously it's like, oh, you slept with her, haha, all fun and games. But then it's like in the final tennis match, because they literally had slept together the day before, her and Patrick, when, you know, she's happily married to Art.
Mm-hmm.
He just like, it's like the final set or whatever, he does that move, and then it's like, oh no, all
gone. It's brilliant, because it is, you said to me, and we both like agreed, like that's going to come back around. We knew it was coming, but it wasn't like, oh, well, I know what's going to happen, like this is stupid. Yeah. It felt exciting still. We were waiting for it to happen. Like every serve he went to do, we were like, is he going to do it now? Is he going to do it now? No, he's not going to do it yet. He keeps waiting, and you are waiting for it to happen. Yeah. But I think it like works really well. Like, do you agree, Kieran? It didn't ruin it for you.
No. I see. When that first scene came up, I was like, oh, that's quite funny. I'm sure that will come up again at some point.
Yeah.
And then I kind of forgot about it. And then, like, it came towards the end of the film. I was like, he keeps doing this serve. They keep showing this serve.
Yeah.
So it's obviously, like, it's going to come to a point where he's going to do art serve. And then, obviously, he did. And then it's like, oh.
Yeah. It is brilliant. Yeah. It's a really good scene, because, obviously, the two guys know what they're talking about. They know. Yeah.
But no one
they
else
know where
does.
They are. Nobody else does. And Zendaya doesn't. So she's just watching the match, and she's like, what's going on here? Like, Art's being weird. Like, what's going on? She doesn't know. But they know, and it's just like, oh, it's so exciting. Yeah. You know, it's like you want to, it's like if you were just like, you know, eavesdropping on like a conversation, like you'd want to know like what happens, like who's going to get there? Is nobody going to get there? Or are those two going to go off together? Or like, how's it all going to work? So it is very, very exciting. I think I did
like in that as well, like the way that they lingered on Art for long enough, because obviously it had been like 12 years or something, like the last time that he did that. So you could see like the cogs turning in his brain, and then he like turns over to Zendaya.
Yeah.
You can like tell that she knows something's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's just really good visual storytelling.
It is. When, brilliant.
He like builds in his mind, and that's when he's like God damn it kind of thing, and you know, or swears.
Maybe slightly worse.
Yeah. He like just curses on the pitch, and he's like, oh, great kind of thing, like, oh, brilliant, not only do I have to win this tennis match, but now I found out that my wife is sleeping with my former best friend, kind of thing. And yeah, like the ending again, like it's one of those like classic the match ends cut to black kind of thing, but it is good because it's all like they find out about that, then they kind of get to the point where they are completely equal. It's, you know, 6 points or whatever it is,
six games to six,
so there needs to be a winner. And then it's just, they literally just have one long rally. It's like them fully going for it. And it's like, because Art's whole thing as well is like, he's just not, it's either like a confidence thing, or he just doesn't let it all out when he's playing. And that's one Zendaya is kind of trying to push him to do, like, you know, just let it.
Yeah, well, after his injury, like, he keeps losing his matches. So they basically put him into this challenger event, which is obviously where challengers comes from. Assuming they put him in this, which is basically like all the amateur people who are essentially, you know, when you try out for Wimbledon or something, like it's essentially those. So they thought, oh, he can go in, he can beat all these rubbish players, and that's it. But what they didn't anticipate is Patrick being there.
Well, she knew, didn't she? That was the thing. She knew Patrick would be there.
But again, he doesn't know that.
No.
And again, she's manipulating the situation.
Yeah,
which is, you know.
And yeah, it all comes together. They have their rally, and then it's like Art does like a power shot downwards, and like, you know, goes over the net and like wins that match, I guess. But that's the thing. Like, again, we were saying it might not. Did he win?
It's
I think it was the significance of whether
it's
he
not
won.
Confirmed. It's up in the air whether he won or not.
Yeah,
and people can speculate online. But
yeah. I think it's nice though when films are like that, because it's not like, it's not too like, oh, I need to know what happens. It's not too much like that, because it's like, it doesn't really mean anything.
It was like that for a little bit, because me and you, like, I from the offset, I wanted Josh O'Connor to win just because I liked his character more than
Me too.
Because me, I was like, I really want this guy to win. Like, I don't care what happens between, like, all the,
don't
you
care
know,
what an awful yeah. character he is.
Yeah, like. So I just want him to win. But yeah, no, it doesn't even, like, it doesn't end there. It's more like the point of, like, Tashi earlier on in the movie, when she does, like, her first game that the boys watch, she, like, has this rally, and then, like, it ends with her being like, oh, come on, that was, like, a great rally. And she's like, tennis is, like, a relationship, and the best form is, like, when you know you kind of get lost in it. It's just a, it's just the two of you on the pit and on the... court doing like this rally, and that's what Patrick and Art have. And then, like, after the, you know, Patrick score, not Patrick, after Art scores his shot and wins that round, Tashi kind of just does the same. Oh, come on. Like, I was thinking, you know, I think I said to you, like, this is the greatest game of tennis she's ever seen.
Yeah,
kind of thing. And that's like, you know, oh my god, he's finally, like, come out of his shell, he's finally done, like, they've been pushed to their limits. Yeah. Kind of thing.
Yeah,
which is like, really, I always like stuff where it's like the payoff of, like, you know, the,
like, Whiplash,
they set up, yeah it's like, you know, they set up like this, you know, oh, the greatest performance of all time is going to be this, and then that happens, and like, oh my god, it's the greatest performance of all time. Like, you know, it's what I've always wanted to see.
Yeah, it works really well, doesn't it? And yeah, let's just give props to all the actors and actresses for the tennis. Like, I do think that you don't think for a moment these aren't real tennis players, these are rubbish at tennis. Mm-hmm. Like, even just the fact, like, with Patrick, they both have their serves, don't they? And Patrick puts his hand behind his arm and behind his back, like, and, like, taps it yeah, twice. And it's like, just like the continuity of that he does do it every single time. Yeah. It's like, it's very easy to, like, slip on just stupid rubbish like that doesn't matter. But it's nice that they've put that into it, and it does really look... really like the tennis when they're actually playing the tennis, and Zendaya and everything. Like, it's actually brilliant.
We even get that they're just the... Again, it's stupid. It does happen, but it can sound stupid. It's just the... yeah! When they're, like, hitting the...
Yeah.
Hitting, you know, obviously serving to each other, because it's always, like, they have, like, their unique one. So, like, Patrick is just a... And then every time.
Have you seen the clips of, like, Zendaya practicing with her tennis coach?
No.
Have you not seen that? They're literally everywhere, all over my social media. They're literally everywhere. And basically, because when she talks about it, she's like, oh, it's just like learning, like, choreography. Like, I would literally just, like, copy everything that the tennis coach did, and then I would just repeat that, you know, in costume. And you can see, like, the side-by-side, but I'll get some clips up. And it's, like, absolutely brilliant. Like, she's literally just following, like, every single step that she does. And, like, the effort's, like, clearly paid off. Like, it's not, like, they've put a lot of effort into this film, I think, for things that don't, like, cost much. It's just effort, and that's what's, like, really good. It was quite refreshing to see a film like this that was good, that was new, that had people in it that are big stars, but also not, like, you see them in absolutely everything. Still up and coming. A good story, good soundtrack, good cinematography, I don't know if that's the right word, but whatever. Yeah. And it just all came together really nicely. I think it was brilliant. I think
my only, like, small gripe with the story, and again, it's like the story that's there is good. But, like, some bits, like, I don't know whether they could have, like, focused on it, or I, like, did, like, a quick, like, time-lapse kind of thing. Because obviously it's meant to, like, they had a kid, like, her and Art have a child together. That's kind of, like, gloss over kind of thing. And then, like, even, like, Art's, like, rise to fame as well. Because, like, Patrick, like, he kind of gets a thing where he starts going out with Tashi, and he's doing his own thing, doing his own matches, going abroad, and that kind of puts some strain on the relationship. But when it's like Art gets with her, like, nothing really happens. It kind of just shows.
Well,
I think
it's the only bits that you see are the bits that are to do with, like, the three of them's relationship.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see about Tashi and Art's relationship. It's only when it affects all three of them that you see the bits. And I suppose that's what makes it easy to, like, for us to like Patrick and for
win. That's the thing
for me. It's even between all three of them, like, how much of the story you see. Like, it doesn't really matter the fact that Zendaya and Art are... I keep using, like, their real names and the... stage names, like, you know, interchangeable, whatever. That, like, you don't really care about their relationship, because it's not about their relationship, it's about the three of them's relationship. And I think that's why it's so good. Like, they know what the film's about, essentially, and they don't they're not trying to make you care about one character more than the other, or empathize with any of them. They are the way they are, and that's it. And you see it on the screen, and you decide who you think is right or wrong.
Yeah, no, I think I would have just liked a quick thing like that, just to be like, oh, you know, here's his rise to fame. Like, literally maybe a super cut, and that's it. Doesn't need, like, focus on it, like, year by year kind of thing. But just to focus on it. Because, yeah, I just could not care for him that much compared to Patrick, just because, I don't know, I just liked his... Probably it's just the chemistry between him and Zendaya. I preferred more to, obviously, Art, but then it is, yeah. it is just different. So I think that was my own thing. Yeah. They could have maybe done slightly more just to get me to really empathise with Art's character, and then I would have probably been like, oh my god, I don't know who I want to win this tennis match, but from like the first like 20 minutes I was like, yeah, I want Patrick to win this tennis match. I don't care about,
but I think that's the thing as well, like their relationship is very like, with Art and Tashi, it's very honest in the way that it's like, you know, that it's not a relationship that's built on like love, is it? It's a relationship that's built on
like
tennis.
Like respect, isn't it?
I don't even know if it's built on respect. I just think it's built on Zendaya's need to win and his need to impress her. And it kind of goes hand in hand. She wants to win. She can do it through him. He wants to impress her. He can do it by winning. So yeah, it's like a vicious circle of them, you know, like codependency or whatever, I don't know.
So
I think that's a really interesting dynamic between the two of them. And then Josh comes in and he's like, well, this is a load of rubbish. You know, like, you know, this isn't what we have, whatever. And that's where the whole thing like starts. So I do think it's quite interesting, really.
As you say, it's just nice to see an original story. It's not a sequel. It's not like a biopic or a remake or something. It is just a fresh new tale,
it is
just
what
on
it
the screen
is.
Yeah,
it's just film, isn't it?
This is cinema. So no, just really, yeah, really, really good watch.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed it.
Any final thoughts from you, Kieran?
Go watch and find out for yourself if you like tennis or you don't like tennis.
Watching them play tennis, like, because me and you play tennis for like a month too, like we try to get
tennis
into it.
Tennis is so difficult. Honestly, the most difficult sport.
I think I would be intimidated just because like how fast they can hit the balls and stuff, and like how...
But to play tennis against somebody who can actually play tennis, no way, Jose.
That
would just be my worst nightmare.
Can you imagine like just doing like a sparring match
with
like
the ball.
Andy Murray or like...
That's why I stopped playing against you guys.
We played badmintons. That's a bit.
Badmintons.
Mike would not like that one.
That's definitely what you said. What was it that you said?
What? Austin Butlins? Is that? Is that going to be the running joke? <this? sighs> This one I have to put up with.
Austin Butlins. So that was the funniest thing that's ever happened to me.
I don't think that'll ever make me not laugh.
Oh gosh. Anyway, so you play badminton. You know, I nearly bought a badminton set from B&M, but I didn't. I regret it now. Should have bought it.
Yeah. I don't know why you're looking at me. I wasn't there.
You should have bought it, Michael.
In fact, I think it was the garden centre. But yeah, I should have got it because I think badminton is much easier than tennis. I like it.
Oh yeah, obviously the shuttlecock's not going to hurt you, is it? Compared to a tennis ball.
No, if it hits you square in the forehead, then.
You got like a steel arrow tip on it or something?
Well, it's coming from a height. If you drop anything from a height,
it's not
going to
give you a cartoon bump on your head, is it?
I don't know. Why don't we find out, Michael?
Why don't we make
you go and stand all the way over there, and I'll throw the thing at your head, and we'll see how you
Why
like
don't we
it.
Make the badminton equivalent of challenges? Just do like a POV of, you know, just do a little, you know.
Yeah, it won't quite have the same effect because there's no like bounce in the
middle. Yeah, I couldn't imagine Zendaya watching a match of badminton and being like, "Come on!"
Yeah, you know? It's not a very like sexy sport, is it? I think tennis could be quite a sexy sport, but badminton really.
Have you seen? Well, maybe not sexy, but like intense. Have you seen like Olympic games and stuff?
What
like
that? Olympic ping pong? That I feel I've watched way too much of. I know, but it's the same kind of sport.
Really, it's really not too.
I've watched more ping pong than I have badminton.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what? It's the Olympics this year. Why don't we all go and see the badminton?
That's it.
Perfect.
Where is it?
Paris.
Okay.
France.
Yeah. not too far to travel then.
No, we could totally go.
So
if we could
live
be bothered.
From the Olympics.
There we go.
Reviewing the badminton.
Yeah, commentating on it.
Brilliant.
I'm sure we could set up a little desk there. I'm sure they'd last.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be the influencer level we'll get to, is getting an invite to the Olympics to commentate on the badminton.
Hilarious. Anyway, That's a tangent.
Yeah, I know. I feel like we've ended the past two episodes on tangents here.
Just keep talking rubbish, don't we?
Yeah.
Stop that.
No, carry on. Keep doing.
Long may it continue. Yeah, that was our thoughts on. Well, you know, I'm going to ask actually, what are you going to score it?
I don't know. Part of me wants to give it a 10. Part of me wants to give it a 7.
A 7? That's a bit harsh.
I don't know.
I gave it an 8.
8.5.
Yeah. So it's like we're up in each other's beds, so you're going to give it a 9?
I don't like scoring things.
Yeah, Kieran doesn't like it, Michael.
It hurts me. It was good. I enjoyed it. It's worth seeing. That's Kieran, my review.
Kieran's well score. Ours should be numbers, and Kieran's scoring system should be, would you recommend it, yes or no? So this is.
Can I not give a number as well? Because my numbers are just, like, pointless.
Fine, well, you two can sit in the corner with your crap scoring systems, and I can be like,
I don't know, because mine's actually honest, because if I don't enjoy something, I'm going to go, oh, I don't watch it. And then it's not worth watching. But if it's worth watching, I'll say, you just go watch it.
Yeah. I think it should be 1-line reviews. Boring, good. Best film I've ever seen. Average.
Oh, that's too much for me.
That's it. Or boring, good, best. Like I think boring is like a good... complete and utter rubbish. Boring.
Yeah.
Fine. Amazing.
That is a task. I feel like for another episode is to make a score at the Cinematic Trinity scoring system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should do one similar to Sunday movies. Best movie ever and worst movie ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if I was basing this, there's a tennis movie, it's best movie ever.
Yeah.
Mm. There we go.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Best tennis film ever.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Best tennis film ever.
We've ever seen.
Yes. For the moment.
It might not be the best movie ever, but you know. That's them's the breaks.
Let's stop talking.
Well, there's no episode next week because Kieran's away.
We have lives.
Yeah.
Well, yes, we yes, don't. Kieran does. And when Kieran's away, our lives stop.
Yeah. Now, Kieran's away, and to be honest,
the second I leave the house, it's like it's like Schrodinger's box. Like, I don't know if they're alive.
All
or
the
not.
Weeping angels. Yeah. We are exactly. Weeping angels. Or, like, you know, Barbie and Ken, where it's like, oh, Barbie has a nice day all the time, and that's you, and then Ken only has a nice day when Barbie when talks Kieran, to him.
I wish.
Ken and Michael only have a good day when Kieran pops around.
Yeah. That's why they've been asking me to come over more often.
That's why we made a podcast, just to force you over here.
Trapped now.
Yeah. No podcast episode next week, but we will be back the week after. Not too sure what we're reviewing yet. I'm sure a film or a TV show or some such will be coming out in
we
that
shall
time.
See, we shall see.
Yeah, but in the meantime, I've been Michael.
I've been Kieran.
And I've been Tulip.